Hi, my name is J-Paul. You're listening to the J-Paul Hernandez Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
It's not easy to succeed in this life, and you know, it's not easy to balance life, but my guest today has figured out a lot of things about her business, and not only thinking about her own wealth, but adding value to the community and just sharing. And we have not really met each other, but I've seen her online for about a few years already. And I remember there was a time that I wanted to create also online workshops, or workshops just as one of her businesses was doing. So with that being said, let me call on Ginger Arboleda to really share her life and inspire you to achieve your dreams and be the best that you can be. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, J-Paul. Thanks for having me here.
So you're currently the COO of Taksumo. I know it's you and your husband. It's a business that you guys started. I first heard about you because of Manila Workshops, and I said, uy, kaya ko rin yan, ganun. It's not really my thing. And yeah, just seeing you online, YouTube, and last year, I was like, in the middle of the pandemic, like, what do I do? My business is like going crazy. And then Globe My Business had a workshop, and you were one of the speakers. And oh, I'm still inspired by this woman. So thank you for just being you and shining light to this world.
Thank you, J-Paul. Yeah, alam mo naman tayo, like us business owners, we try to survive. We try to, yeah, sustain our businesses and really do the things that we love doing.
Nice. Can you tell me about your business? What has Taksumo evolved to? And or just maybe just share what are your day-to-day responsibilities from work to mom to wife to even the daughter?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we started Taksumo way back in 2016. So it was incorporated in 2016. But prior to that, as you know, I had Manila Workshop. So that one, it was a sole proprietorship, which I started way back in 2013, just after my corporate stint. So I was a banker before for 7 years. I was handling like lots of products and services. So that's where my, I guess, product management journey started. But prior to that, my background is really marketing. So I love like understanding what's happening out there. I love looking at customers. I love looking at the behavior of people and trying to analyze like why they make decisions. What is it behind those decisions? So yeah, so right now I'm really focused now on building and helping my husband grew Taksumo together with two other founders. So we have a CMO, a chief marketing officer, and another chief legal officer who is also part of the team. So we are four co-founders. It's been a great journey because I really learned a lot from building a tech startup. It's so different from a very traditional business like Manila Workshop. So I learned a lot about valuation, raising funds, talking to investors, which normally like in a Philippine context, now when you start a business that's very traditional, you don't really talk about these things. You just raise your own capital and that's it, and try to survive. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I learned so much about the market, so much about like how the MSE market, how business owners think, how even freelancers and professionals think in our country. And also how the government thinks, you know, like how they deal with private entities, how they work together with us so that we can have a better country. So, yeah, but aside from that, you mentioned like juggling a lot of stuff. Yes, that's true. So we have a daughter. She's in grade 2.
Wow.
And yeah, and for Manila Workshops, I temporarily put Manila Workshops on hold just because I find that there are a lot of value that other entities are giving right now. So a lot of them are holding webinars, are coming out with great content. So I know that, and I need to focus on a certain thing right now, which is Taksumo really, because this is like the growth year for us.
And growth opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, so that's where I'm focusing right now. But I'm also vlogging, still providing value using my YouTube channel. understanding other platforms, TikTok, Clubhouse, all of these things. And now I'm even studying like gaming because we are a gaming family, so we love playing games. So that's what's keeping me busy right now. It's really studying game streaming. So yeah. There, that's my life. Essentially.
So it's interesting. Alam mo, it's funny. I don't know what you think about this, pero dati nung corporate life, especially in banks, really they hold you every minute sulit yan. Parang ubos na ubos yung oras mo, tapos wala kang nagawa. Pero now, but you're surprised busy ka, pero parang wow, dahil pa nagagawa. What's your take on that? Yung entrepreneurial journey na yan?
I guess being an entrepreneur really pushes you to be more proactive and to prioritize things. It is really late. Well, in the corporate environment, it's basically like you susunod ka like with whatever tasks, diba? If you're given a task and there's a deadline, just do it and you're done, basically. Yes. But being an entrepreneur has taught me like a lot of things. Really, like it's your call on how you want to spend your time, and all of us have the same 24/7 hours, right? A day, yes. And we have like 1 week. And what do you do with that time that's given to you? So that's what you have to think of right now. So I guess the pandemic has brought me a lot of clarity because it was a time really when I sort of hit the reset button and thought like, what are the things that I feel fulfilled with, no? Like yes. After doing it, I feel fulfilled. So it's really helping a lot of people, and it's talking to a lot of people. It's connecting them with each other so that they get to sustain their businesses. They get to grow their profession as well. And it's also connecting with the family, like going nice. Back to like what matters, which is like moments with the family. That's why we started game streaming. We were playing before, but now it's really like more intentional that we spend time with each other, like enjoying while streaming still.
I remember, I think a few years ago when I was moving from corporate as well, I think about the same time, about six, seven years ago, and I was trying my stint on consulting. They were saying that in HR consulting that gamification would be more mainstream. I didn't know that it was really possible, and now it's here. Like akala ko matagal pa. Siguro sa US, kasi sa US madali yan, pero sa Philippines parang hirap because you know just people in the corporate world are just so boring and just so strict.
Yeah.
But now it's here, and it's just so amazing na yung kailangan din. Ang mahirap, I think, which I honor you when I'm saying this because I honor you. It's like you have to understand what's happening now as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And have at the same time foresight of what's gonna happen, and also hindi ka ma-in love dun sa past success mo.
Yeah.
What worked before will not work now and then next time, and so you've pivoted and all of those. Can you share more of a story or a personal experience about that?
Yeah, it was even before the pandemic, actually. I've already, like, for example, for Manila workshops, it was hard for me because it was my baby, right? But the second legit business that I started, legit meaning all registered and all that, it's really like us there and all, like out there, and a lot of people know about it and have subscribed to our services. But there was a time really that I felt I really had to let go of it. Just because we've helped a lot of people that time when I was deciding, like just before 2020, like December 2019, because the last workshop that intentionally, without knowing that we were going to have a pandemic, intentionally, we were already deciding in the back end, like with my directors, that the last workshop that we were going to do was a parenting workshop for February 2020. So it was super timing, no? But the reason behind like not continuing Manila workshops, like how the model was, because our model was B2C, meaning we would look for people who would attend the workshops, and it's not really like B2B, no? Like looking for corporate clients, which we were later on doing, like latter part of Manila workshops lifetime. We decided because there were a lot of people already providing free content, so. Diba, what's the point of like getting people's money just to provide that, no, when it's readily available. So I felt like basically a fraud. Like, if other people could actually provide free content, why are we charging? So
yeah, I
had to let it go, even if I built, I built Manila Workshops for like, since 2012. So 7-8 years, right? Around that. Yeah, so you don't fall in love, maybe as an entrepreneur also, you don't fall in love with, you shouldn't fall in love with their products and services. And you always have to innovate and iterate. We tried innovating Manila Workshops 2015. We were one of the first to actually like set up an online learning site. But then no one subscribed to it. Like, people still wanted face-to-face workshops, all of those things. No? So we came ahead of the time. And timing was bad, definitely. But if we could have done it like this time. No? So, but then again, like, again, it's your choice, really. No? It's your choice of how you want to spend your time. And I think right now, the best way that I personally could help the MSMEs is really through Taksumo. So that's why I sort of like paused Manila Workshops. We're doing some. We're doing a few B2B content for some brands. And we're also helping out with courses and speakers still. But we're not actively promoting it or pushing it right now.
I remember before you were like, honestly, so I tried Overcomer Academy, just pero online, for online workshops. So I didn't have time to just do everything live. I actually closed it in March or April. Just editing, I lost about 200K.
Oh no!
I mean, kasi magastos yung ads mo and just the maintenance and editing, etc. But you know, it's tuition fee.
Yeah.
I just want to honor you, Ginger, because I was actually listening to a podcast in the US and they say about 80% of companies live and die like a short span because their founder cannot embrace change. Yung parang, no, hindi, ito na siya. And then I really believe with that mindset and what you are doing, you're just really gonna be changing lives in a sense. Why? Because for me, you guys doing Taksumo, I mean, I wish you were alive when I was starting out, so I didn't know anything about my, I mean, sana alam ko parang dun na siya. And I think, because for me, my personal take, that's why I'm doing this podcast, is that the Philippines needs a lot more entrepreneurs, even self-employed. Nothing against the government, but they can only do so much. And if we like I'm always telling the team, if we just, you know, we have one more employee that we can really take care of.
Yeah.
That's one family out of poverty, at least. We're just providing for them.
Yeah, that's true. No, like yesterday I read the news about like a number of businesses who renewed and started this year, and there are a lot. There are a lot more. Like last year, it was around 600,000 businesses for DTI alone, and I'm not talking about SEC. So now this year, it was like at 900,000. So there was an influx really of there was an increase in the number of small business owners starting this year, no? And well, understandably so, because people are looking for extra sources of income, and probably a lot also went through that reset button last year and said like, what am I doing? Like, what should I be doing with my life? And just to add to your point about like pivoting and shifting, I guess the reason why it was fast or quick for me to shift, it was really because of clarity, no? Clarity on what I wanted for my life, clarity on my purpose. And my purpose is really helping MSMEs, right? MSMEs, freelancers. And I just look at my businesses as tools. So like, if Taksumo is there and it's something that potential to grow, then I would focus on that because the impact would be more than what Manila Workshops could do, right? So it was more of that. Like, where can I make the biggest dent or the biggest mark when it comes to helping a lot of people? So, yeah. So for people who are listening to this, maybe it's more about like really thinking, introspecting, like, what is it that you plan to achieve? What is your purpose? Like, what do you want to do given this life, right? Given the 24/7. And then maybe from there, you can easily know or decide what what to do, like which business to continue, which business to drop, or even like what tasks to drop or what work to drop or what work to continue. Because being an employee is not a bad thing, really. Some people find that their purpose and the way they can achieve that purpose is through employment, and that's fine, because like a lot of people still help out, help the community, help out a lot of people by being an employee. So if that's your path, then good for you. It's just being clear about what you want for yourself.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that. It's not just about being cool, because now being an entrepreneur is cool. It's not just that. It's most of the time, I don't know if you agree with this, it's a thankless job.
That's true, because you do everything, like especially in the beginning, if you're just starting out your business, you do everything. Roles don't matter. Even if you were four in the business, roles didn't matter, because you all help out in marketing, you all help out in making decisions, you all help out in finance, you all of these. Now you just share the load.
You're right. You're so one of our leaders here. So, well, we're a startup. So, by the way, I have a startup logistics company, and I'll share to you offline that we're pivoting to something we're really excited about. And he's doing business service, all the back end. Like the other day, he was talking to a new client. So, I'm busy, but yeah, it's really fun. I think, you know, what I learned the pandemic, and maybe you can share your story, is that time before COVID was peacetime. Yeah, you can just focus on your silo, your thing, and just everything will be okay. Pero what worked before COVID will not work right now, and might not even, yung what we're doing now might not even work after COVID. So it's just really have to be open-minded and humble. Swallow your pride, no matter how much money you're making, and just deal with the task. You have to roll your sleeves and get dirty, in a sense. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of the things, like even before the pandemic, when I used to do talks, I was just reminded of like one thing that I usually bring up. It's cognitive bias. Like one example is thinking of things in a linear way. Like we're raised to be, let's say, employees, we get a job, we go up the ladder, and then we raise a family, and then we tell our kids that you need to study well because you can get, so that you can get a good job. So all of these are cognitive biases. So during the pandemic, I was thinking like, what are the other cognitive biases that people would have? Probably like, hey, we're confined because we are in a small space. I can't really explore. I can't really see what's out there, you know? But in this day and age, actually, this is good. Well, I'm not saying that the pandemic is good, but this is perfect timing for a lot of people to be in this kind of situation. Imagine if this happened in the 80s and we had no way of communicating. If this happened in the 80s and we had no way of communicating with other people or even spending time, super bored na siguro natin, diba? So, but during this time, this is actually a time where we can explore and talk to people who are not in the Philippines. We can go beyond borders by just like, by just talking to them online, talking to them via Zoom, checking in on Clubhouse, like listening to them, looking at YouTube, emailing people. So, that notion of we cannot explore or we cannot find, like we cannot meet new people just because we are in the confines of a small space is not true. I personally see my daughter like play Roblox with Korean kids, and my daughter knows that that person is from Korea, or that kid is from Korea. So there are no such thing already as like borders when it comes to like location. So it's really about you like looking at what's out there, trying things out, I know you listen to Globe, no? I really believe that we need to experiment on different things. If you really want to thrive in this kind of environment, you need to experiment. You need to take control of what's in front of you, no? This is the time when you have to find control in a very chaotic environment. So you need to look for things that you can control. If it's about learning, then control learning, like try to learn something new every day for at least an hour. If you're the type who wants like control in terms of like the delineation of like work and play or life, then take control of that. Then play at a certain time, like have a schedule, have a set schedule. So this is the time really when we need to assess like what we're doing with our lives.
Yeah. Nice, so beautiful. Yeah, and I think the earlier you deal with that bad feeling inside,
yeah,
it's gonna go faster to really have your own breakthrough.
Yes. Yeah, you know what, to add to that, no, because I've been seeing like people like in this kind of environment, I think that's what we need to look for, like a sense of control. Because the things that are happening around us, they lend that we are not in control of things. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the vaccine, well, there are vaccines, but when is it going to be cascaded to us? Like, how much is it? All of these things. So is it fine? Is it okay? Is it really effective? All of these things. But for the things that you can control, that will sort of steer you in the direction that you need to go. And you find stability in that. This is the time where you need to find that, no? You don't let go of things. Parang, I don't know, no? But look for that control. Yeah, it really helped me a lot.
Yeah, you're right. It's really, you can't control what's happening. You can't control, you know, the U.S. election or whatever, everything that's happening. But yeah, you can control the 30 minutes to 1 hour that you will decide to do in your life. You know, when we were figuring out what to do, because I was really it's really my fault. I was kind of lazy. Yeah, we wanted to really before 2020. May gusto na akong mangyari pero tinatamad ako. You know, just busy is an excuse. More of really busy kasi hindi busy na yung pang ginagawa pag may time na yung yun. And now we were forced. But what I noticed is that just because, for example, I watched you sa Globe My Business. All right, that's good. Pero hindi siya like, oh, breakthrough na kagad. Sometimes it takes like 100 YouTube videos of similar things to get that concept, new concept in your head. And it's just you, what you were saying, you control that's what's really, you react, you're proactive in all of those things. And that's very powerful.
Yeah, and that's why you're right, no? It doesn't like sink in right away for some people. For some people, baka it was just like something that they needed to hear. And yeah, let's do this, you know? But for most of people, you're correct. Like it takes a lot of experience also. That's why I really listen to people who have prior experience to us, no, as like when it comes to building companies, no, like building a startup. So I really listen to people who have gone through the same journey. Yeah. Because yes, it may not happen to you, but the thing is, it can also happen to you. So it goes both ways, no. So it's good to hear that something like that happens, because at the end of the day, you're frightened or you're fearful of something because you didn't know that it could happen, diba? So, like, for example, us, we became fearful because of the pandemic, diba? We didn't know what to do. So, ganun din, no, when it comes to business. But imagine if you heard of something or heard of a scenario, a particular scenario from a YouTube video or, like, from you heard it from this podcast, no, that this is what we went through and you know what to expect and you can plan for it. Well, you're stronger, basically. You're not that frightened anymore because you know the possibilities, the potential of this can of this thing can happen, diba? So it's more about really exposing yourself to a lot of things. Yeah, for me, it's really like gaining experience, gaining, and being brave, having grit, basically, you know.
But it's really having that different things. So for those who are listening, I just want to connect everything that Ginger was saying. Ang ganda-ganda nun talaga. I hope you catch it. Like, kailangan minsan iba-iba yung pakinggan mo. And earlier you were talking about Ginger about cognitive bias. And people were saying, what cognitive bias? Business? And sometimes yun. Maybe you don't understand psychology, but sometimes you have to understand it. You know, for example, I was not just reading business stuff. Like business mm-hmm. per se. I was watching stuff on art. Where is art going? Where is manufacturing? I don't know anything about manufacturing. But where is like what are the trends in different industries or different schools of thought? So some of the things that I've, you know, thought about business, came from like Christian podcasts.
Yeah. Yes.
So parang ganun, yung you just have to be a sponge. Your synapses in your brain will find a way to connect it.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, diba, we always have to be childlike also, maybe even in business. Kasi like for a grade, let's say grade 2 student, they're always inquisitive about things. Why is it like this, mommy? Or why is it like that, daddy? So maybe like, yeah, maybe take a look like a child. Like, why are they always asking stuff, diba? They want to learn about a lot of things. And maybe be like that also, because we are, most of us are children when it comes to really starting a business. So maybe have that inquisitive attitude, no? Now we ask about all of the things that we don't know. And you'll be surprised because there are a lot of people who can lend support. Problem is, if you don't ask, there's a possibility really that you might fail because you don't know the answer to it and you're not speaking up, diba? You're not asking for help. Sayang, because there are a lot of opportunities to learn, a lot of questions to be asked, and yet you stayed silent, right?
Grabe, no? Sa buhay, talagang really ego and pride destroys you.
Yeah.
Whether it's personal life, business life, and stuff like that. And just catching that from what you're saying. Oh, so beautiful. You know, I wish I had talked to you sooner, but thank you so much. Just really enjoying this conversation. More of I'm really enjoying this conversation because it's just...
Yeah, thanks also, J-Paul. Yeah, there are a lot of things really that we need to learn together. Yeah. And I'm not saying like I have the answers to everything, but yeah, I'm just sharing like what I've learned with my own personal journey. And I'm sure like you have other guests also in the future who will also share their own journey. So all of those combined, if you really listen to each episode possibly of this, no? So you'll learn a lot and yeah, you'll be more confident.
That we're talking about today, it's just reminding me of, I don't know, are you familiar with Marianne Williamson?
No.
Okay, so researcher, she yung line na parang our greatest fear is not that we're inadequate, but we're that we are parang amazing beyond compare. And then when you shine your light, you are not actually dimming others.
Oh,
you're actually giving them an opportunity, or you're allowing them to shine their light as well.
So, that's beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, I probably bastardized the quote, but it's that's the concept. I'll IG it to you later.
Yes, exactly. There.
You're a mom, you're a wife, you're an entrepreneur. And lately, a lot of people have been talking about me about this. And can you just share about how your relationship with money is? How has your idea or thoughts about money evolved through the years?
Yeah, when I was young, I never really had a relationship with money, siguro. That's how I would like describe it. I really just started my relationship or my journey with money when I was probably 23. Because when I graduated, I worked for my family business. So that's when I was exposed to like the financials and all of these things, no? But I never really understood it because that's why I took marketing. I never really liked math. I never liked computing. I know, that's so weird. But people come to me for tax advice with this kind of background. But yeah, before it was like my parents would set aside money for me, like a savings, but I never really like understood like how to invest or grow. I understood savings, obviously, like setting aside money, but never really like investing, growing money, insurance, all of these things. So I was exposed to it only during that time. And then when I worked for a bank, that's when I understood like cash flow, because I had to look at the cash flow of different corporations, big corporations, no? Like helping them automate things, helping them understand like how money comes in, goes out, all of these things. So had to try to automate it. That's why I understood it. And then they were talking, obviously bankers would talk about like investments, insurance. And then that time when they got like insurance, I got insurance as well, because just because I wanted to be in. But I didn't really understand. I was like 27 already. That was pretty late for someone to understand like money, no? Like now I meet people who are 19, 20 years old, and they're really savvy when it comes to investing, Bitcoin, all of these things.
I was watching your YouTube video with Nicole Alba. I'm like, what? I was doing this noong time na yun.
Exactly. Nicole's like, what, 20? She just turned 20. So I was so amazed now. But yun, so my journey was really that. And then in the bank, that's where I understood that if you really want to make it big, or if you want to be financially free or independent later on, then you have to learn the basics, just the basics about money, like handling money, tracking. Actually, for tracking, I would track, but then tatama rin ako, I would get lazy, no? And then I wouldn't track, and then I will track. But during the pandemic last year, I had a lot of time, so I got to track. I really wanted to know like where I stood when it came to my finances. So when I tracked it, man, it was amazing. Like I got to drop my debt to zero.
Wow, congratulations.
But in just 1 year, exactly. And there was no secret. The secret was just tracking. And that was it. That was all I did. Like diligently tracking where my money was coming, money coming in, going out. That was just it. So for the people who want to like start in their financial journey, my advice really is know where you are at right now. Like where's your money going, and is it coming in? Like how much is coming in, how much is going out? And from there, you would understand your behavior as an individual. Like, why are you spending so much on food? Like me. I realized that I was spending a lot on eating out, on Starbucks. And it's not bad, but it's good to know where you're spending your money. So that's when I sort of like analyzed and then shifted a little bit my behavior. So I would buy 3-in-1 instead, since I was just in the house. That would limit as well exposure. So all of these things, I understood like how I dealt with money, or what was money in my life. And yeah, that's what basically helped me through that time.
So powerful. And yeah, I mean, I guess that is also, I really believe, as I'm Isama, I talk about money a lot. I think that's going to even elevate your entrepreneurial journey, understanding money more and not being afraid. Because I think a lot of Filipinos are afraid of money. They think money rules their life, but it's not. So I have last two questions. How do you like balance, this is my mission as an MSME empowerer, mm-hmm. and profit? Because a lot of people profit, but then everything gets diluted. Sometimes it becomes, ano ka ba? Simba, community church ka ba? Hindi. Ito negosyo ka. Brother Bo has been teaching me a lot about this. Sometimes I become too missional. I forget about the money. Or sometimes then you become, so magiging money ka naman? Then, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I think it's hard for most of us, no? Because we don't, as Filipinos, we're shy. We're a shy bunch of people. Like, we don't want to talk about finances with other people. We don't share our pay, our sueldo, diba? All of those things. And even in family, we hardly like bring that up. Like, do we have investments? We don't bring that up. So but really, when it comes to business, you should look at money as a tool for sustainability. Because what you want is to get to that point when you are helping a lot of people. And that is what scale means, diba? If you want to scale, you want to amplify the impact that your business is creating. There's nothing wrong with, let's say, having a small scale business, no? Because you're still impacting lives, no? You're still helping people in the community. But if you are driven to create a bigger impact, like serving a nation or serving the world even, mm-hmm. then you need money. So, because how can you sustain? How can you employ people later on? You're helping your employees as well, diba? So, how can you build that business if you don't have money. So for me, it's really a tool and it's how you manage. That's why cash flow, not only personal finances, now when you do tracking, it's not only for your own benefit, for your personal finances, but you should also track your business and cash flow.
Yep.
So because that's the same thing. It's the same thing. You will know where you stand when it comes to like, can you actually grow it more? Or do you stay first at this current position or financial position? And then later on, this is your plan of growing. So it all depends really on like, where are you in that spectrum now? Where is your business in that vision that you want to create? So, and that you use that money, no? You use that money as a weapon or as a tool, diba? That's how I actually look at money, and that's how we as a couple look at money, no? So in terms of personal finance, if I may add, the power of it is really like when you know that you're spending X amount, let's say you're spending 10,000 pesos a month, let's say, and you know that your, let's say your pay comes in on the 15th and 30th, which amounts to, let's say, 30,000. You know that you have 20,000 to spare, right? So where do you put it now? Or do you buy like things so that you can, live the life that you want, or set aside things for savings, set aside. So it's basically that, no? But if, for example, you see that it's the same, like you have 30,000 in terms of expense and 30,000 worth of income that comes in, now what do you do? So in our case, if we want something that is not in our usual list of expenses, what we do is we look for ways so that we can earn on top of that 30,000 pesos. We don't base it on a specific set amount. Yeah. So we know that our dreams are not confined by the 30,000 pesos that we earn on a monthly basis. So we look for ways, we learn, we upskill, we become better versions of ourselves so that we can look for other things that we can do so that we can add to that 30,000 so that we can achieve more things there. So that's how we basically look at money.
Thank you for sharing. And I think a lot of people need to embrace that and learn that. Maybe not exactly yet. It's going to take years, especially if you've been gastador for years. It's going to take a while. But if you don't take care of your personal finances, you're not going to take care of your business finances. So,
yeah. And a lot of people kasi are always like kunwari, saying that you shouldn't spend. They always focus on like, you shouldn't spend for this, you shouldn't spend for that, you should save it. But what if that thing actually is the thing that makes someone happy? So what we should focus on is how do I increase that income that I get on a monthly basis? It's not really cutting down on the things really that you feel are essential so that you can live the life that you want. It's really looking for ways to expand the income that you have. That's the reason why people look for multiple sources of income. It's not because like, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, I just feel like I want this or I want to try this out. Maybe. But yeah, the main reason, especially here, you know, that people look for, want to start a business because they want to have financial rewards later on as well, right? Like side gigs, freelancing. That's why freelancing is a thing here, because they want to look for a way so that they can increase that pool of money that they have.
Yeah. And yeah, for example, I like spending. I mean, nothing against those who don't spend. Yeah. If that's you guys, go.
Yeah.
For example, one of my, na-realize ko maling decision ko in life. My wedding is on December. My wife's birthday is on December. There's Christmas. So, dami kong gastos. So I realized, okay, dapat talaga may extra income ako by like per month, and then tipid muna ng onting labas kasi kailangan, I mean, I like to spend. In a sense, yeah, I want to give her a nice gift. Di kailangan expensive, but you know, I like the feeling of giving her something. So, yun, yeah, so without being in debt, you know, yung without like stupid debt, yung ganun, yung lala.
Definitely. Because we value different things, eh, diba? We, example, if my husband, he loves collecting board games. We have like 100 or close to 100 board games here in the house. And some people may say, ang gastos naman ni EJ, diba? Bumibili siya ng board games. Eh kung hindi siya gumastos, hindi nakapag-save siya. But But the thing is, that's what he loves. Yeah. So each one of us, we have that. It makes us happy. Then look for ways so that you can spend for that. And he did. I mean, he's looking for ways to spend for that, right? So it's really knowing talaga your behavior eh, when it comes to like yung cash flow mo.
So
if you know that, yeah, then you can decide. No? It's like time management. You prioritize things that you feel are important to you. And you deprioritize things. Like sa akin, wala naman talagang kape, basta gusto kong kape. Alam mo, maka 4 cups ako, kahit anong brand man yan, di ba? So it's something that I can compromise. Kasi it doesn't matter. It just has to be coffee, di ba? Parang ganon. Whatever brand. So there, but some people, they really love Starbucks or CBTL. So they really need to have that. So it's fine. Just as long as you know that you can cut, you can like grow your money, not so that you can spend on that.
So beautiful. Yeah, galing. So I really want to talk to you about so many things, but I'll have you again. I have so many questions.
No worries.
So if I'm like a new entrepreneur or like a freelancer and oh wow, we Taksumo pala, may ganun, diba? How do I sign in? Can you just walk us in the process, dun sa proseso niya para just for those who might, you know, they might sign up or something.
Yeah, so Taksumo is a web application that automates the computation, filing, and payment of taxes. So we are a software. All you need to do is go to taksumo.com. And sign up. Signing up is free, no? So you can just tinker around, like check it out. And you will only subscribe if you are ready to file your taxes. So for those who are here in the Philippines, because before you file your taxes as a professional and a business, you need to have a certificate of registration, your ORs or your sales invoices, your books of accounts, no? Which is very, the process of getting these things are still manual. So if you need help with that, we have partner processors who can do it for you, partner CPAs who can do it for you because these are still yung mga lakad pa rin. You have to go to the office, all of
manual pa rin eh.
Yeah, so all they need to do is email customercare@taksumo.com and send their inquiry so that we can endorse them to someone. And once you have your certificate of registration, yeah, just sign up, or even just sign up while waiting for your COR. Just sign up on Taksumo so that you can file and pay your taxes online. So you don't need to know how to compute. For those who are wondering na dapat ba marunong ako mag-compute or dapat ba kailangan may accounting background ako. No, you don't need to. You just need to know how to track your expenses. So kung marunong ka mag-encode ng mga resibong nakukuha mo, or if you put it in an Excel or spreadsheet or notebook, it's as simple as keying it in Taksumo, and the system computes your taxes, and then you can click on file, and then it's sent to BIR already, and the payment is also sent to BIR. So that's it. Yeah, do check it out, please.
Wow. So for example, kasi kunyari employed, just because when I was moving from employment, I mean, syempre nung I, you know, from employment to entrepreneur, parang nangatawat ka, hala, magkano ba taxes? Ano ba ang VAT? Non-VAT? Ganyan-ganyan. So you're really afraid. Ano, withholding tax? So I don't really have to worry about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kasi the thing is, when you're employed kasi, we are substituted filing. No? So the corporation or our employer pays our taxes for us. But essentially, if you don't, if you are not employed or you were never employed really, all of us should pay our own taxes. We have a freelancing career or we have businesses or we're self-employed. Ganun naman siya eh, diba? So we need to file our own taxes talaga.
Wow. So beautiful. And great job. I mean, great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ginger, do you have any last message or advice? And where can they find you as well?
Yeah, sure. So I guess my final advice would be, I think this is the time that you should take control of the things that you want to control. So if you're starting a business and you are, if you're thinking of starting a business, maybe this is the time to explore and learn more about it. Let's say be employed and look, maybe this is the time to really look for a job that aligns with your purpose. Yeah, so everyone is learning at this point in time. So if you make mistakes, forgive yourself. No, this is the time that we can make mistakes, really, because all of us are making mistakes, to be honest with you. So start. If you're bent on doing something, just start. Just don't question yourself anymore if kaya nyo ba yan, or if you're fearful. No, just set aside the thoughts, because you can actually do it. All of us started from that point. No, I never knew anything about, well, I knew little about business, no, about starting a business when I started Manila Workshops, or even my previous business prior to Manila Workshops. But I learned along the way. And there are a lot of people who are willing to help you. So if you want to find me, I am on YouTube. So my vlog is Ginger Arboleda Vlog. And then I'm also on Facebook. My name there is Mommy Ginger. And yeah, so you can also find me on Instagram, actually, Ginger Arboleda.
Yay!
Thank you, J-Paul, for this opportunity.
My pleasure, and I'll definitely have you. I think we can just talk about, I think we're you like-minded, and I just want to just discuss a lot of things. Just wala lang.
Sure, chika lang.
yeah, and hopefully people get inspired, empowered, and start their own thing, whatever it is. And even if kalaban nyo kami, saan mo to gawin nyo lang?
yes, that's true.
So anyway, thank you everyone for joining us today, and I pray that the best is yet to come for your life, and be financially free and follow your dreams, because they will come true. See you again on our next episode. God bless.